An ode to my left arm. Ever since 2 weeks ago, you held an abscess. I know nothing ever left you. More like, I didn't know I could put something there. When they asked me where I wanted it to go, I knew exactly where not. You and I are two hands stuck out on a tightrope, while eyes stay fixed ahead. Don't look down, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down. This blood never hurt anyone, they said, and I believed them. Believed that this war had no other side. Your blood is your enemy, they told you, when I took a pocket knife to your flesh. I know you stung for a day afterwards. I know we agreed to hurt each other. It's a kind of love this way. You offer yourself a canvas, and I say, let's show them that this is a battle, and it will turn out okay. I know you're excited to be a cyborg, or more so than to be a minefield. You get to hide away the secret weapon that will defeat, with the sting of ibuprofen, all of the don't look down, don't look down, don't look down. You know as well as I do that this isn't over, but we are far from the beginning. An ode to my left arm, part two. Two buses and a lot of heartbeats later, I'm sitting in a squishy chair. The ones next to me are both turned sideways, facing the wall. 6 feet apart is farther apart than you think, the sign on the wall reads. I wonder if I will ever be as tall as my father. I probably won't. I count how many people who are not women come in. Two. One is a father. Come with his baby and his wife. Something about a mountain lion incident they are hurried in. The other, a DoorDash driver. Mind you, I am in the right place. I just am not in the right place. I sit on thin paper that could be tracing paper. If you were to trace me onto this paper, you wouldn't be able to because it would look like an earthquake. The lines would be too shaky. I'm shaking. Don't look down, don't look down, look down, don't look down, becomes replaced with don't look up, don't look up, don't look up. Pasted on the walls are everything that is down, diagrams of parts that I don't want, or don't want to see at least, don't want to admit that I have. You and I are two arms on a balance beam, looking down, 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 to the soft trampoline at the bottom of the tightrope. She goes over risks. She goes over warnings. She goes over every other way I could try to get this to work. If it doesn't, slips in a, this is what we use for many of our trans patients. I always wonder if they know. I'm not allowed to tell them who I am on the checkmark boxes. I don't bother telling them who I am when I don't need to. Their questions always come with fangs and malice in their mouths. Are you sexually active? Gets a silent shaken head instead of anything else. What arm do you want it in? Left or right? I take a moment and close my eyes and imagine I am some lusciously promiscuous gay man with a handkerchief he ties around his ankle or thigh or slips in a back pocket to tell viewing eyes which side he wants of tonight. whether he wears leather or not, or ears or not, or dresses or not. I open my eyes. Remember, I still have homework to do, and opt for my left arm so that I can still write. It's just like a big bee sting, she says. And I remember the first time I got stung by a bee. Remember the first time I tripped and fell on, scraped my leg, and then covered it up with a sock and said, "You're not a girl." Said, "You will not tell anyone." Said, "You will not cry." "I'm not a girl. I'm not going to tell anyone. Not my parents." And I did not cry. I almost did before. But then I remember I've forgotten how. She tapes it over, and I remember how many times people have offered tape and offered elastic and said, "You can take away so that you don't have to see." Said, "I can cut you into pieces if that will make you happy." She wraps bandages around my arm, and I remember the songs I'd been listening to just moments before. "We all go to hell, we all fall down, they're building a coffin your size. What the war did to my legs and to my tongue, what the war did to my arm is give me a bandage and a smile." And at least I reckon it a war now. One that doesn't have to be done. But I fought this, and I won.